Hello, Sublette County and LaBarge. This is Albert Summers reporting to you from Cheyenne on March 1st, the 15th day of the 2024 budget session. Today marked the end of the third week of session. We have 1 week left to finish hearing and working bills, including the budget. We heard the following bills on second reading. Senate File 32 aims to uphold transparency and integrity in hemp production by prohibiting the addition of synthetic substances to hemp products and restricting the sale of hemp with THC or psychoactive substances beyond specified limits. Notably, the bill emphasizes the importance of compliance to maintain legality and prevent hemp from falling under controlled substance regulations. In January, I went to a Pinedale Town Council meeting where there was a presentation on the danger of THC products like Delta 8 and other derivatives that will be outlawed by this bill. It was clear these concentrated THC products are in our Sublette County schools and they are harmful to children's brains. I sponsored a bill last session to stop the sale of these products to minors, but the language in that bill did not stop the sale of these products. This bill will. I support this bill. Senate File 44 amends requirements for limited mining operations to include any mining of non-coal mineral not regulated by the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. It requires an increase in bonding amount and changes the requirement of what should be contained in annual reports. I do not support the current form of this bill because it could have significant consequences to small gravel operations. There was an amendment that grandfathers in existing gravel pits, which makes this bill more palatable. Senate File 79 gives an opportunity to a microbrewer that is producing 25,000 barrels or less of beer to be released from a franchise agreement that also includes a buyout clause. This bill also outlines arbitration rules if the parties cannot get to an agreement. Microbreweries continue to grow in Wyoming, and we want them to be able to grow their businesses without being penalized for doing so. Last week, Senator Fred Baldwin, who represents Sublette County, announced he was not running for re-election during this upcoming election cycle. Senator Baldwin has done an admirable job in the legislature, and his work on the Labor Health Committee has been extraordinary. His exit will leave an open seat in the Senate. I am considering running for his Senate seat, but I have not decided at this time. Regardless, I will not run again for House District 20 because I believe in the tradition that the Speaker of the House should retire from the House after serving one term as Speaker. I believe in this tradition because it is good for democracy. Wyoming is the only one, or one of the only states, with this tradition. I will decide after this budget session whether to run for the Senate. Next week, we will finish working Senate files, and hopefully we will have a budget to vote on. There is a lot of difference between the House and Senate at this point in time. I can be reached at albert@albertsummers.com with questions or comments. Thank you.